Hello and welcome to The Family Fix with me, your host, Shannon Eycan Lady Battle. This is the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. As you know, we have been embarking on this journey to self-discovery. I don't know what you all have found out in the process about yourselves, but I am still learning some things about me. I don't think we ever get to the point where we fully self-actualize. Maslow, he had this hierarchy of needs, and the last point was self-actualization. I mean, that's when, like, you know everything about yourself. You are the bomb, and you have all of the confidence, you know, words, and your esteem is at its max. Well, we go through different cycles that bring us down a couple of categories, because even when you're at your best, what happens when life happens? And when I talk about life happening, what happens when you experience the loss of a loved one? What happens when you experience, you know, financial tragedy? What happens when you lose a job? All of those things happen at times where we never anticipated that happening in our life. We think, you know, we're on the right course, and then all of a sudden, here come life. It interjects some pain and some problems, and we begin to question, you know, what is really valuable to us at that time? What really matters? Does it matter, you know, that I have all of these nice things if I don't have a family to share it with? Does it matter that I have all these people following me, but yet I really have no close inner circle of friends? You begin to question stuff as you face different pivotal points in your life. And I know that that helps to give us some type of balance, because it's really hard to determine what really matters to you the most until there's a conflict that's introduced. Conflict brings about change. And the reason why it brings about change is because it gives us a view of seeing things in a way that we may not have before. This is why it's always important to surround yourself around people who are not just like-minded, but people who challenge your like-mindedness. It's good to have people around you who aren't like you. I mean, they may like some of the things that you like, but they have their own mindset. They have their own way of seeing the world. They have their own way of seeing you. And they love you. They have your heart. But yet, you know, they have a different way of thinking about, you know, how, you know, you view certain things. So they can help you grow out of situations that you may find yourself stuck in. So we've been working on our 21-day business detox. And that's the business of life, the business of being a parent, the business of being a spouse, the business of having friends, the business of maybe being a caretaker, being a pet owner. Whatever it is, there's always a business. And I say it's a business because it's something that you can't just lay down. You have to be able to work at it if you want it to grow. But while you're working at things, sometimes we get into a mindset of just tiredness. A lot of people, they'll come to my office thinking that, you know, oh, I'm just depressed, because they're feeling some depression, when really they just have some stress going on. They have stress. The stress is making them tired. The stress is making them not being able to think clearly. And all of that, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. Heck, it happens to me as a therapist. I sometimes forget what I learned in the books and what I've been taught and what I teach others. And I have to sometimes talk with other people too, just to be able to get my mind together, because sometimes I feel like I'm really gonna lose it. And typically when I start experiencing that is because I have a lot going on and nothing is happening, or nothing is going on and I have a lot of ideas and I just don't know where to get started. All of that still, the central nucleus of it is there is just an issue somewhere with the vision. The vision is either taking too long, or the vision is not properly developed, and I know that there's some creative juices working in me, and I just don't know how to get it going. If that has been you, I have walked in those shoes, and I'm here to tell you that it doesn't always last. It doesn't last long, and you don't have to stay in a rut for too long. Sometimes it's good to get in those down moments where you're just feeling very much in despair, because it helps you to just relax. Sometimes, you know, your body will just let you know, hey, slow down, put the brakes on, I'm tired. And you find yourself getting sick, go to the doctor, they can't find out what's wrong with you. They're giving you medicines and nothing is working, probably because your mind is just tired. You're just exhausted. So when we've been doing this and working through these things, and we've been focusing on our 6 quad areas, these quad areas are just designed to help you to look at certain elements of your life that make you who you are, your family, your personal self, your professional self, financially, spiritually, your community. And the reason why I listed community is because you have to begin to see yourself as a part of a whole. We are members of a body. And in this body, there's so many parts of it that have to come together in order for it to function and execute the way it's designed to do. And that's how your life is. It's a part of an equation. So it's not just you plus you equals you, is you plus another idea, is you plus another person that equals, you know, results for that person, or results for this situation, or results for this particular culture. You have life-changing ideas built and wired in you. I didn't create them. You didn't create them. That was just born with you. You know, God gave us all our own measure of faith, our own level of how to execute whatever ideas that we've been given. So we never want to look at somebody's stuff to say, oh, they have more than what we have, when really what you have is enough. I want you to just focus on yourself being a David as we're going through this journey together. If you know the story about David and Goliath, David, of course, he came out with some rocks, and he was a professional slingshot, and he was able to use his slingshot to kill a giant that nobody else could kill. I mean, everybody else was trying and they were getting killed in the process, and they were welcoming people to come and try to challenge Goliath because they knew nobody could take him down. Well, here comes David, young, you know, and then just confident. His confidence, I think, and his confidence was tied into his faith, but his confidence even allowed him to be able to see the impossible. So remember yesterday we were talking about when you were developing your quads, seeing your impossibility. Well, now, you know, you have to be able to see the impossibilities confidently. So whatever you have put in your quads from yesterday, I want you to pick the one quad area that's most essential for you to work on right now, today. Like, okay, I have to get this area of my life. If I get this area of my life together, then everything is going to work well for me. So it may not start with you personally. It may start with another part of what's going on. It may start with something that's already working for you. So you don't want to do anything that's going to be too complicated where you have to reinvent something. We want to just use the tools that you already have and figure out what does work and how did you get something to work before with what you had. So remember, we're coming in with just a bag of rocks. That's all we got, is a black bag of rocks and a slingshot. So now it's time to grab those rocks and figure out, okay, which direction are we going to use this slingshot to push forth whatever it is we want to see happen. So pick one of your quads. And if your quad is financial, say this is the area right now. I know if I had enough finances, then I would be able to do a lot more in my other quads. You know, you can start there. You know, right now in financial, you may say, okay, I want to be able to find me a job that allows me to buy a home eventually, get my credit in order, and be able to save money so I can take vacations with my kids. That is a great outcome to look at. So when you're looking at it, now I want you to begin to manifest seeing this impossible situation happening for you. And it's just simple steps. It may be a big problem, but all you got to do is just look at simple steps, okay? So we'll take it one by one. So the first step is just being grateful. We spend so much time looking at what we don't have. We spend so much time measuring ourselves to what other people have. And it causes us to have this like mental canker sore, where every time you try to think about doing something better or greater, it burns like heck. You know, it hurts to even think about a good thing. So let's start off looking at the things that you do have. Even in your other quads, I want you to begin to be very grateful for opportunities that you've had, for things that you have now, you know, that you're thankful for. Even if it's like, okay, you didn't get the big car, or you don't have a car, but you desire one, you know, is it, you know, you're just thankful for the ability to be able to get up and go to work, you know, find stuff that you can be grateful for. Because once you continue to practice an attitude of gratitude, then you're going to find yourself opening yourself to be able to develop and grow more into whatever your vision is. So today's assignment is for you to write at least 40 things that you're grateful for. And what I want you to do is I want you to time yourself. This is only going to take you about 5 minutes. It sounds like a lot because you're like, Dad, what is it? No, but think about it. Think about if you're grateful for a friendship or that somebody you know overcame something. It doesn't have to be just you, but you need to start to, you know, allowing your brain to think on the goodness of, you know, how good, you know, God has been to you, because he has been. Even in your worst dire situations, you know, where you've lost people that you loved and things have happened that just don't make sense, God has still been good. So now let's go ahead and just practice this. What I want you all to do is just begin to look at, you know, everything that you're excited about. And then I want you to really see yourself developing an enthusiasm for it. So if you're really grateful that your friend got this big job, you know, that they've been trying to get, celebrate it. Be thankful about that. Celebrate those things before. And then what we're going to do with this is every day when you get up, you're going to rehearse all these things that you are grateful for. Because even though things may not be happening the way you want them to right now, there's always something to be grateful for and to look forward to next. I thank you for tuning in with me. Remember, if you want to keep this conversation going, or if you haven't gotten the materials, it's because you're not on my email list. So I need you to go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com, and get on the email list. And so I can send you this information that will be able to help you to be able to think in a whole better situation, where your confidence comes and it's a killer. There's nothing that's going to be able to bring you down from this point going forward. So we have just reviewed your assignment for day 4. And in day 5, we're going to start talking about what scares you. And we're going to be truthful about what's scaring you and how to rewrite that conversation. So you definitely want to get the next episode when it comes in your email. Thank you for this time. Remember, stay focused, stay clear, and have peace in the decisions that you're making for yourself. There's no greater you. No one has your DNA. And guess what? You matter in this world. You have a life-changing ingredient that's going to be necessary to change the lives of someone around you. Stay blessed and let's continue this journey. And I thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.